Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At first I was split, but I'm leaning more towards climate change because one thing that's different here in New York is that we don't have a lot of hurricanes like that. Like down south, they have a lot of, they're used to this kind of weather, but we're not. And more frequently, we've been having hurricanes and, you know, tornadoes and stuff like that. So I'm leaning more towards climate change, given that this is not just a random it's not random, but it's a reoccurrence now.
All right, so we're going to spend the week between now and the beginning of the new year overviewing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show the big items from this past year. So certainly there will be some of the things that are on our minds that are fresh, and then some of the things maybe we either want to forget or wish we will have forgotten. So we'll go through from number 10 to number 1. Here and there, and that'll be a great way for us to put everything into perspective. That's a talk radio caller from New York who said after Hurricane Sandy, he's a real believer when it comes to the climate change philosophy and discussion. Hurricane Sandy, one of the top 10 items this year in the world of news talk radio. Folks at talkers.com have helped us here put together the top talk radio topics of the year. You can comment, as usual, at 800-510-8255. So, as I said, all through this week on the Talk Radio Countdown, the review will focus on the big items of this past year. Have a few items every day for the next couple of days, then run down the entire list at the end of the week. So, Hurricane Sandy is first up from November. Here are our hosts Kelly Lynch and Chuck Custer talking about whether the news media, especially in the area of upstate New York, went too far to scare people before the hurricane got there.
I'm not diminishing what happened in New York or along the Jersey Shore in any way, shape, or form. I've got friends down there. I've been in touch with them. So I'm not diminishing the severity of the impact down there. But I think when it comes to our weather, come on, please.
You know what, though? I mean, look, we talked to a bunch of meteorologists yesterday, and we're going to talk to a bunch more today, so we'll find out what happened. I didn't get the sense that any of them was going out of their way to pump it up more than it was. I think we simply got lucky. The thing moved fast, a little faster than at the end than we thought, and it tracked a little further west than we thought. And, you know, it's still an imprecise science. But you still feel there was an element of hype with this?
I'm so tired of hearing it's an inexact science. Well, you know what? It's your job.
But it's
it is your job to let people know what's happening and not to overhype it. If I spent hundreds of dollars on a generator and I waited in line at Lowe's for 4 hours to get one, and I stocked up my pantry, and I filled my damn bathtub with water, I'm really angry today that I did all these things, and once again, there's nothing. We had the same thing with the snowstorm. I don't even know if you were here. It was going to be the storm of the century. And, you know, it hit New York hard. It didn't. We got nothing here.
Well, let me play. I'm not playing devil's advocate, but let me. I think you should be more of a glass half full person. We underplayed Irene, didn't we? And look what happened.
We did not underplay Irene.
I think
they got it right with Irene.
We were very late on the uptake on that.
No, I think they got it right with Irene. I really do.
Well, it is. I mean, you say it isn't an exact science, whether it's their job or not. That doesn't mean they can get everything right. I mean,
but you know what? You look at the people in New Jersey who didn't evacuate, and you're like, what's wrong with these people? They were told to evacuate. You know what? How many times have they been told to evacuate before, and the storm turned out to be nothing, and they went, you know what? I'm not buying it this time. It's like the boy who cried wolf. Your meteorologist tells you again and again and again, it's the worst storm ever. It's the worst storm ever. And you believe them, and you believe them, and they're wrong and wrong and wrong. And finally, you know, one of these days, they're going to be right, and you will not believe them, and you will not prepare yourself, and you're going to find yourself stranded or killed because you didn't believe them the one time out of 5,000 that they were right. I'm just tired of all the hype around these giant storms. They're turning out to be nothing.
You know what? I think she's right. What do you think? 800-510-8255. That was a very good exchange. Powerful conversation and discussion. Objective thinking. Kelly Lynch and Chuck Custer. So this is the kind of good news talk conversation that people like. There's a lot of stimulation there. And that's really what it's all about. Isn't that what you go to the radio? I guess all of you would probably go and to listen to discussions of important events for different reasons. But that would be a plus. That would be a good cover. I would listen to those people again if I were in their area. I think they're either in Buffalo or Syracuse. I'm not sure, but that was a good stimulating conversation. And there are too many warnings. The news media hypes everything. You're full of fear and you're scared about everything. Your children are. When the point comes out that we get to the bottom line, am I going to get killed at school today? Am I going to get killed if I go to the movies today, mommy, mommy? Am I going to get killed if I go to the mall today? Then you know the society is deep in trouble because of that sort of conversation. There is, and here's what most people don't get. This is in defense of the news media, all right? You don't hear that from me very much. But because the way it works, they're here to make money. So they are supposed to get the most number, the biggest number of listeners they can, and they do it in whatever creative way they can. So if they are over-hyping, over-cooking, over-telling, over-reacting, that's because you respond to it. So if you just turn it off, they'll stop doing it. How many times have you heard that? Especially in the run-up to the massacre and then all of the fiscal slope stuff, the end-of-the-year things. If you turn it off, there's not a response. But there's something in our DNA. We want to watch it. We want to hear it. We want to feel it. We want to be bad. We want to cry. We want to be upset. Well, then you get what you get. 800, and that's part of what the review here of News Talk Radio for the year is all about. Another a great way for us to discuss the issues of the year at 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Fred, you and Kathy going to be ready to leave in the morning?
You bet. Eddie got the lake house ready?
Yep, and today I'm getting the car serviced at Parts Plus Car Care Center.
You're a pretty regular customer there.
Yes, and for all the right reasons. Great service, good price, and I can trust them.
Maybe I better pay them a visit myself.
Maybe you should.
Huh? What's that mean?
Oh, nothing. Just that Eddie always says...
I know what Eddie says.
For the location nearest you, go to PartsPlus.com.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review this week of some of the hot items, counting down from number 10 to number 1 through the course of the week. and then we'll sum it all up. This is an hour a day event, and then on the weekends we have a 3-hour review of the top 10 from the week, and this week will be no exception to that rule, and we're on Hurricane Sandy, which is number 10 this week. Here is a discussion Andrea Mitchell had with Tom Brokaw. Brokaw seems to think that Hurricane Sandy now opens people's eyes to climate change and the issue of global warming.
We've seen storms before. You have experienced them close at hand. But this does have the feel of a life-changing event for an even larger part of the country than that directly affected.
Yeah, I expect that it will be, and in fact it should be. We have an aging urban infrastructure. We have a very perilous Atlantic seaboard now, as we've been seeing with these series of ever larger and ever more destructive storms. So we have to think through about how we want to build the lower part of Manhattan and what's going to happen to development along the eastern seaboard, all the way from the Carolinas north into Connecticut, about whether you can have homes that are right on the surf line in effect, or whether we're going to have what they used to have in the past, which were big barrier reefs and other kinds of protective areas between the surf and where the homes were. I mean, I get why people would want to live right on the sea. That's understandable. I lived on the ocean in California, and there's nothing quite like it. But now, because of climate change, and let's be clear about this, we have climate change underway. Global warming, that's another question that we should be addressing as well. A vast majority of the meteorologists and scientists in the country and in the world who study these kinds of events have concluded that there is global warming, and obviously we do have climate change. So we have to plan for the future based on these realities, Andrea, and this is a huge wake-up call.
All right, so then to sort of encapsulate what people put together here with the hurricane and what Tom Brokaw was just talking about a week or so after the event, John Gambling talked to Sal Rizlovato. He was from the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Automotive Association about the problems in the Northeast people had getting gasoline after that storm.
I think most of us that find the shortage of gasoline confusing. I'm bamboozled by it. It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense because everybody I talk to says there's plenty of gasoline. Yet we have multiple stations in any given vicinity closed because of lack of supply. Sal, what's the deal?
The deal is this. There is you're correct. There is enough gasoline in all of the storage tanks and barges and pipelines and ready to be moved out. There's enough gasoline to fill up all the gas stations, tanks, your swimming pool, bathtub, and everybody else's in the state as well.
So how come I've got closed gasoline stations in my neighborhood every place I turn?
I will tell you, I have got so many mixed messages on it, but the best that I can see is that many of the distribution terminals are still down because of several reasons. Either power, which I believe is lessening, or some sustained damage from the storm surge last week. Which of those two fits for each distribution center, I do not know. I can just tell you that distribution centers have been knocked out and are not supplying gasoline to the tanker trucks that bring it to the gas stations.
So as you listen to that, you start thinking, okay, what am I seeing in the reality of today that kind of doesn't make any sense? The cost of gasoline has gone down about, 35, in some areas, 40 cents. The amazing thing is when I was in California last week, the cost of gasoline out there was almost the same as it was in New England, where I spend much of my time, and that's never usually the case. How's the price of gas where you are, and do you think you got kind of screwed around with it this year? Another item of interest here on the countdown.
Hope
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This review this week, as you listen to the daily program from the Talk Radio Countdown Show, is a discussion of the issues that have plagued us, I guess in a manner of speaking, have occupied our minds. We're on to number 10, the climate change discussion, what happened after Hurricane Sandy, that sort of thing. And so let's react to this, or help ourselves think about it, by listening to some of the calls. Now, what happens on this program is we take some of your calls live when we're on the air at 800-510-8255. Sometimes we take your calls and delay them. We archive them, and then there are calls that come from programs that we monitor. So we'll have any or all of those combinations of things to, again, stimulate you to think back and give us what you're thinking. Or you don't have to call us, but it does give you an opportunity to sort of figure, okay, how is it that I really view this issue, by hearing somebody that may agree or disagree with you. James in Tennessee thinks there just might be something to all this discussion.
Yeah, I think, the global warming trend has started, trend throughout the United States and throughout the world, as well. Now we have more floods, more tsunamis, a lot of more water that's coming on land, more so than ever before. I mean, what is it attributed to other than being an act of God? Or why is it going in safe areas that it hadn't gone in before, like Austin? This is the second time in less than a year that it has gone into Virginia area and flooded out areas that had never been flooded. Here in Memphis, it was flooded, 15 minutes from where I live at. In Nashville, it was flooded up there last year whatsoever. So water's getting to be a problem for some reason in a lot of places that haven't been flooded before.
800-510-8255. We're discussing the hurricane and climate control discussion from this year. Mike in North Carolina says, hey, man, it's just weather.
I think it's weather. I think there's no definitive conclusion that can be made based on the available data. It's all conjecture. The left is, whenever we have these things, they're running around with their hair on fire trying to draw some conclusion because we use fossil fuels and this, that, and the other, that these storms are indirectly caused by them or whatever. And the extreme level of the storm is relative compared to what? I was watching a show just the other night, and they predicted that this would happen. Again, every time we have a storm, this happens. If you go back to the 1950s, during the 1950s, over a period of, I don't know if it was 6 years, there were at least a half a dozen storms that came up the East Coast. Okay, so people's sense of history and how extreme a storm was, and so on and so forth, is limited to their personal experience or their knowledge of history itself. We've had storms before. We've had many storms before that have come up the East Coast. A major storm hit New York, Providence, Rhode Island, and that area. I believe it was in 1932, well before we were able to forecast these things. I don't know. I'm honest enough to say that I simply don't know, and no one really does. But to be so, you know, for everyone that has this agenda against carbon energy, Bill Clinton, these people they're despicable. They really are, because they don't know, but they won't say they don't know. And that's what's so upsetting.
All right, here's Chris in New Jersey.
I think that Al Gore should take his inconvenient truth, and while he's at it, grab an inconvenient shovel and take it down to West Virginia and help them dig out from their inconvenient blizzard. He and the rest of the eco-Nazis, they blame it on global warming, and I think it's an act of God. You remember the flood in Noah's day? Well, it's an act of God. God did it. So maybe the answer to all this is, I noticed that the storm largely affected the liberal northeast.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
It's a scientific fact. Man can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
The kick is high, and it is caught near the 5-yard line. Brett Winston of Washington, D.C., you gotta hustle. Because your wife wants that diamond tennis bracelet for Christmas. And we're way past the 2-minute warning. Also, what's with you leaving your cereal bowls all over? This isn't a frat house.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
The holidays can be a stressful and tempting time to derail or delay weight loss goals. And for the millions of Americans who will resolve to lose weight next year, simply sticking to a healthy regimen and not gaining pounds this month can be a struggle. TV personality Samantha Harris has tips for surviving the season.
Look, I know I'm not alone when I say that the holidays can be a tough time for weight loss. And that's why I'm really excited to have partnered with Ally to encourage those seeking support to visit letsfightholidayfat.com. It's a free online guide for anyone interested in overcoming temptations during the holidays and being weight loss ready for 2013.
How does letsfightholidayfat.com work?
Well, the new tool created by Ally, the only FDA-approved weight loss aid available without a prescription, helps track individual goals and prepares you for long-term weight loss success. It has features like follow-along videos and healthy, reduced-calorie, low-fat holiday recipes.
To learn more and join, visit letsfightholidayfat.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Doug Steffen here, next half hour, devoted in part to the number 9 item. We spent the first half hour in this review, which will go on all week, of the items that were big, the hot topics, the top 10 of the year. And so from number 10, which was Hurricane Sandy, we moved to the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman case. Number 9, can you believe it, this week? I mean, going back over this past year. We go to, last July. Hosts Bill Radke, Linda Thomas, and Tom Tangney talked about George Zimmerman's comments from his interview that he gave to Sean Hannity. Zimmerman said that while he's sorry for Trayvon's parents, he doesn't regret anything he did the night he shot and killed their son.
So how did the Trayvon Martin shooting in Florida happen from the shooter's point of view? George Zimmerman on Fox News, he told Sean Hannity what Trayvon Martin did to make him pull the trigger.
He said, "You're going to die tonight." And took one hand off of my mouth, and I felt it going down my chest towards my belt and my holster. And that's when I didn't have any more time.
Do you remember consciously thinking, "I've got to grab my gun"? Or did you just do it?
I'd love to give you an answer.
You don't know.
It just happened so quickly.
And what does Zimmerman have to say to Trayvon Martin's family?
I would tell them that, again, I'm sorry. My wife and I don't have any children. I have nephews that I love more than life. I love them more than myself. And I love my children even though they aren't born yet. And I am sorry that they buried their child. I can't imagine what it must feel like. And I pray for them daily.
Is there anything you regret? Do you regret getting out of the car to follow Trayvon that night?
No, sir.
Do you regret that you had a gun that night?
No, sir. I feel that it was all God's plan, and for me to second guess it or judge it.
Is there anything you might do differently in retrospect now that time has passed a little bit?
No, sir.
So there George Zimmerman is making a pretty fine distinction between being sorry, he says, yet not regretting anything.
And not really taking responsibility for it either when you say this was just all part of God's plan as if he had nothing to do with it.
And how does Trayvon Martin's family react to those statements? Well, Trayvon Martin's father, Tracy, did not like hearing about God's plan.
I really don't know what God George Zimmerman is worshiping, because there's no way that the God that I serve and his plans for George Zimmerman to murder my son.
So if Zimmerman is trying to help himself out in the court of public opinion, does any of that make you feel any differently about him or what he did?
Well, the thing is, I think that it raises some objections on my part. The fact that he's not, first off, I think it was a very well-sponsored interview. I mean, I don't think that he was being false to the way he actually feels. So from that point of view, it was a good sort of platform to him to speak in effect from the heart. But for him to say he has no regrets, you know, when in the Catholic Church, when you make a confession, you confess to a sin, the idea is that in the future, you wouldn't do it again. Now, he may not see what he did as a sin, but if he is not, if he would do the very same thing again, carry a gun, follow a kid around, and have these are the consequences, and it doesn't change his actions, he hasn't earned any kind of absolution, and that astonishes me.
He's not saying that he did anything wrong, but, so he's not even admitting, you know, in your analogy, that there was a sin.
There was always something about George Zimmerman that bothered me. How about you? 800-510-8255, the number 9 item this week in review of the hot hits, if you will, big talk discussions of the year, is the Martin Zimmerman case. Here's a representation from talk host Michael Graham, who focuses on the release of statements accusing Mr. Zimmerman of molestation and racism, and whether it's possible for Zimmerman to get treated fairly.
None of this would be entered in court. None of this is testimony for court. This is a woman who just showed up and said, I want to get George Zimmerman. Let me tell you about George Zimmerman. I don't like him, and I'm going to tell you why I don't like him. Did you see the shooting? Did you know Trayvon? Nothing. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let your judgment as to whether or not you can take this woman's word lie on this. She's asked, well, did you hear somebody say something racist? Surely, if everybody knew they were racist, but you never saw George do anything, heard anything, surely something racist must have happened, ma'am.
His mother protested it very loud in that I was working at. Somebody was talking about Obama, and I said, oh, yeah, did you hear about that? And she asked what, and I said, something to do with Obama, and, you know, we were talking about it, and she said, I don't like Obama. I said, why not? You know, I'm just thinking she was joking. And she said, because he's black. I am a racist.
Let me tell you something. David Duke doesn't go around saying, I don't like Obama because I'm a racist. The new Black Panther Party doesn't go around saying, we hate whitey because we're racist. Nobody says, I do X, Y, Z because I'm a racist. Nobody, even racist, the most racist doesn't say that. And this is why it scares me to watch what's happened in the Zimmerman case. This is why I just keep thinking, here's this guy who, you know, definitely not a perfect guy. I've never, ever said a word to defend George Zimmerman as a guy. All I've been trying to do is make sure that before he gets lynched, that we all acknowledge that that's what we're doing with the rope. The reason why we have the rope and we're standing under the tree is because George Zimmerman is getting lynched. That's what's happening. And I just want to make sure, I'm just trying to slow us down. I've never said he was innocent. I don't know what happened that night. All I can tell you is for sure is he is not guilty of second-degree murder. He absolutely is not guilty of second-degree murder because of the evidence that's available. This is a ridiculous charge. And I kept wondering, why is the prosecutor pushing this? Why not, you know, charge him with manslaughter, something that you can prove, and now we know why. It's obvious, Shattuck, but she was planning all along to release this tape. Once she had this tape, she knew. It didn't matter what the facts were. She knew it didn't matter how we got shot or whatever. All she has to do is take his lawyer right now is going, what deal can we cut? How can we cut a deal? Because you will never get a fair trial with crap like this out in the jury pool.
800-510-8255, the review of the top 10 items on the countdown from the historical perspective of this past year. And the Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case is where we are at number 9. Here's host David Cruz from his past summer talking about the release of tapes of Zimmerman's jailhouse phone calls, which seemed to indicate he was telling his wife to move the money around that they had so the court wouldn't know how much they actually did receive in their begathon.
You know, when you want to stay out of or off the government's radar, there are certain things you know going in. For instance, never, never write a check or go into a bank anymore and try to withdraw, if you have it in your account, a check for or an amount of $10,000 or more. Because you have to report it to the IRS. Financial transactions that exceed $9,999, whether you're depositing, withdrawing, transferring, whatever you're doing, that's the minimum threshold. They will track it. They will track it. In some cases, you have to fill out an extra form because people were laundering money that way. Okay, so with that in mind, isn't it interesting that Shelley Zimmerman, the 25-year-old wife of George Zimmerman, the defendant in the Trayvon Martin shooting death, made 8 transactions about the time that her husband was coming up for that bond hearing. 8 transactions. None of them were greater than $9,990. She transferred $74,000 in 8 small transactions, ranging from $7,500 to $99.90. I'm telling you, this was one of the things that the judge in the case saw. We're talking about Judge Lester, and he said, enough of this. Kenneth Lester felt that he had been deceived. Let me just give you a quote. This is perfect. He was telling Mark O'Mara, the attorney for George Zimmerman, when this bond was being revoked and he was getting brought back in to the caboose, the judge asked the question, does your client get to sit there like a potted plant and lead the court down the primrose path? That's the issue. He can't sit back and obtain the benefit of a lower bond based upon these material falsehoods. In other words, they had been lying. Here's what had happened. They knew, they being Shelley and George, they knew how much money had come in from that website. At least they said
$135,000. 800-510-8255 makes you wonder about how the system works, doesn't it, huh? When you get right down to the bottom line. The Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman case, number 9. More on that, your calls if you have them. Input if you'd like, Doug at DougStefan.com or 800-510-8255.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. When was the last time you actually kicked some butt? Now, I know we all know what that expression is, and we have these images of kicking butt, but let's really take a look at it for just a moment, at least what the exercise entails. Obviously, it's more of a vision than something real. But when do we put this into place? Well, when we want to get people to work harder, number one. Number two, when we want to get them to work in the first place, is when we want to get them out there to kick some butt. Now, when we think about that, we always think about the other person. Now, when are we going to go back into self-reflection and say to ourselves, you know what, I got to kick my butt, I got to do better, or I got to start doing something at all? That's what we need to recognize. Stop looking at the other person's butt. Take a look at your own. Get out there and kick it and take it places. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Quietus contains homeopathic ingredients traditionally used to provide relief.
Can you hear that sound? That ring. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears. No more hissing sound.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982.
Your thyroid gland is the master of your metabolism. It plays a big role in regulating how the body uses and stores energy from the food you eat. Since the thyroid gland releases hormones that affect most bodily organs, production of too much or too little hormone can harm your health. It's estimated that 300 million people worldwide have a thyroid dysfunction, yet nearly half are unaware. The most common thyroid disorder is hypothyroidism, an underactive thyroid. That's when the body lacks enough thyroid hormone. Symptoms appear slowly, like fatigue, weakness, weight gain, hair loss, muscle cramps, constipation, and depression. Some people are more likely to develop thyroid problems. For instance, it occurs more often in adults over 60 and women, and it tends to run in families. If you think you're at risk, learn more at www.hormone.org/thyroid_conditions.cfm.
800-510-8255, reviewing the top 10 during the course of the countdown this week. All week, every day, we'll go through a couple of three of these as we have time. We're into the Martin Zimmerman case. Here is Megyn Kelly talking to the Sanford City Commissioner, Patty Mahaney. That's, remember, this took place in Sanford, Florida. Ms. Mahaney talks about the town's decision to fire the police chief there who had been in charge originally of this case.
Sanford, Florida, Police Chief Bill Lee was fired. He is the man who decided, who originally was part of the team that looked into the Trayvon Martin killing after George Zimmerman shot and killed the unarmed teen back in February. Chief Lee and the Sanford Police Department immediately came under fire for how they handled the investigation. And there were calls for the chief to resign. In March, the city manager said Chief Lee needed to go, needed to be let go, so the city could, quote, move forward. Then in April, Lee tried to resign, but a deeply divided city commission voted not to accept that resignation after a fiery debate. Listen here to Commissioner Patty Mahaney as she defended Chief Lee back then.
What did the chief do wrong? What did the chief do wrong? I mean, tell us. Sit here for those of y'all that know more about law enforcement than I do and tell us what the chief did wrong.
And so now Chief Lee has been forced out, fired by the rest of the commission. Why?
Well, quite frankly, Megan, it's almost too long of a story to tell in this short of a time. It's a political situation, Megan. Our city manager had to fire our police chief based on a 3-2 vote of no confidence. Quite frankly, at the time Police Chief Lee was hired, there were two commissioners who adamantly opposed his hiring. Just getting him hired was, quite frankly, a debacle to get through. There is one commissioner in particular who's had it in for Chief Lee since the day he stepped into that office. I think that the majority of our commission really, really looked past what's right and what's wrong, and looked at this from a political perspective. And quite frankly, I think we have other commissioners who just refuse to accept, no matter how far away we get from the incident and how deeply we get into looking at the facts. We have commissioners who just refuse to accept, and no matter how many times you explain why Mr. Zimmerman was not arrested that night, there are commissioners and community members who just cannot understand or accept it.
So just for the sake of trying to review, what do you remember about this? I'm looking back into one of the secondary issues, the Stand Your Ground law. Remember how much that was in the focus of the conversation? Stand Your Ground law. The judge in the Zimmerman case rejected that claim, and there have been other cases, I think, since then. That phrase, stand your ground, became part of the national discussion, come under enormous criticism in the rest of the year since the death of Martin. Zimmerman says that he acted in self-defense, and so that was the business of the stand your ground hearings. Actually, this thing goes back to April. I've been looking at some of the pictures and some of the video of this case. It's truly an astounding, sort of almost unique case that probably wouldn't happen anywhere but here in America, whether that's good or bad or not. A lot of lessons were learned from this hope there was, anyway. But was justice taken care of? Guess that depends on your interpretation. 51 passed on the countdown.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The overview of the hot hits from the year on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, up to number 8. Number 10, Hurricane Sandy. Number 9, the Martin Zimmerman case. And so now we get to number 8, which has to do with Iran and what's going on basically in the Middle East and has been all year long. We go back to September for host Nick Reed's conversation about helping Israel and then the connection with Israel and Iran.
There was a time in this country where we thought, and that time is still here when we think, we would never let a country wipe out another entire country and its people just because they're Jews. Especially after the Holocaust, we kind of have this thing where we shake our heads and we go, how could the world have let this happen? How could this have happened? And to this day, we still say that. We're like, oh, we would never, ever let that happen. If you really believe that, ask yourself, what is it when it comes to a country like Iran that's consistently telling the world, by the way, we're going to kill all those Jews, just so you know, they're building nuclear weapons. They're getting help from the Russians in doing so. They're working with the Syrians. All the time, taking little breathers to let you know, by the way, we're going to kill the Jews and wipe Israel off the map. What needs to occur between that and an actual attack on Israel before somebody does something to stop them? I mean, just think about it. I'm not talking about what should we do right now. Because we claim that we won't let that happen. So we're going from that premise. So now we're just thinking strategic. Okay, so we've made the decision that we're not going to let Israel be wiped off the map. That's the decision that we claim that we've made as not just a country, but as a world, most of the civilized world. We know where we are now. You've got a country that's building the nuclear weapons, and they say, yeah, we're going to kill them. Just heads up. We're going to do it. Just kind of a matter of time. Now, some people would argue, if, in fact, we are being honest, that we will not let that happen, since they're acknowledging they're going to do it, it's better to go ahead now and take out the nuclear facilities. In whatever way, we've got to do it. But let's say somebody in the room says, no, no, I don't think that we should do that yet. Then you say, okay, well, what's the trigger? I don't think there's a whole lot between where we are now and the day that this next Holocaust occurs.
800-510-8255. That's Nick Reed with a focus on the Middle East, Iran specifically. Moving to the month of October, here's host Dom Giordano with Congressman Peter King of New York. They talk about the one-on-one talks that were supposedly going on with Iran over their nuclear program.
The Iran situation breaking over the weekend, a little bit, maybe not an October surprise. I've been responding to some listeners, but we'd love to hear yours. Why not just sit down and talk with them? That's what they're saying.
First of all, why leak it? This is a disgrace. If this is supposedly, if it is occurring, why are there, is a top secret matter such as these talks leaked the day before a debate? The reason if the talks are being held, they're top secret, is because you don't want other people to know about it. They're willing to put that aside to leak it out to make the president look good. Secondly, there are always back channel talks going on with governments and diplomats. That happens all the time. So whether or not they're going on, I don't know. I assume there is contact, or there always is. But to leak it the night before a debate, and also, if you read the story in the New York Times, though, clearly the Israeli ambassador, Michael Oren, makes it clear that Israel is not pleased with this. Israel is not part of these talks. And this again shows how the president, who reaches out to Iran, who reaches out to our enemies, is still willing to insult and abuse and ignore the state of Israel, which is our closest ally in the Middle East. That, to me, speaks volumes. Volumes about it. But again, I found it really cheap and demeaning that if these talks are going on, if they would leak it the day before the foreign policy debate. If they're not going on, that makes it even worse. But in either count, it doesn't make sense. As far as talking, listen, if the president decides that that's in the country's best interest, and if you trust the president to do the right thing, then that's the decision the president has to make. But we can't, the reason I would have concerns about President Obama doing it is he seems to have this idea, if we extend the hand of friendship,
right,
that somehow our enemies are going to extend it back. I mean, that was his whole tone when he went to Iran in 2009, where he was suggesting an equivalency between Iran's nuclear weapons and Israel's settlements. And then when they had the Green Revolution in Iran, he totally turned his back on the demonstrators and on those who wanted to bring democracy to Iran.
800-510-TALK. All right, here's Steve, a New Yorker listening to this program.
I think the president's a bit over his head in this. I really think the United States needs to stay out of it. We can't go into every troubled spot in the world and keep sending troops. We need to let Israel stand on its own, fight its own battles. And for all the callers that really support the U.S. going to war in Iran, I'm sure if they took a leave of absence from their job, Israel would be happy to sign them up in their army, and they could go over there and fight for them.
So number 10 is the hurricane, number 9, the Martin Zimmerman case, number 8, the situation in the Middle East. We'll get through the rest of them during the course of the week, this week, on the Talk Radio Count.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.